when the night has come and the land is dark, all the moon is only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. This is love as you stand, stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me, stand by me. If the sky is looked upon, so tumble and fall. All the moon, so tumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry. I know I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Won't stand by me. Won't stand now. Stand by me, stand by me.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger
clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back to kick off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a long time. I've missed you guys. Corey was in last week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday doing new episodes of Butt Fudge Sunday in support of his new digital download CD called WTF, What the Fudge. I downloaded it. It's amazing. I've got my favorite tracks. I'm going to play one of them for you today. But again, thank you so much, Corey, for helping me out. And he really did help me out because it gave me an opportunity to work on my new setup here. I've got some new hardware. I told you guys I'm moving over to a Mac. And one of the most tedious things I had to do was go through my Windows system, 3 hard drives worth, actually, and weed out every single audio file and move it over to my new system and then tag it so it's easily findable. You know what I mean? So basically, I'm a very unorganized person. And if you were to ever watch me do an episode of DV, your mind would be blown. The fact, you know, I don't remember a lot of things, but I have to, I have to remember where all these files are scattered over my system and they're in obscure directories and they're named like snifffg.wave and, you know, just weird shit that doesn't make any sense. So I had to go through and tag everything properly so it's easily findable. I have about, 2,500 audio files that I had to go through, and I found some fucking gems. Stuff that I don't remember ever playing. Favorites that I thought were lost forever. As a matter of fact, I've got an example here for you. Let me ask you a question. Is it gay if you're drinking the cum of another man, but you're doing it as you suck a pussy? If you're a guy and you're eating pussy, to me, that screams straight. The second cum is involved, though, and especially if it's not yours, gets a little faggy. All right, so here is some black people having sex, having a good time.
Oh, yeah, baby. Fill me up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just coming in here. Coming in my pussy.
All right, so a guy is coming in my pussy.
Oh, yes. Oh, good.
Shit, yeah. It's good, Al. I'm gonna tell you that. It's good.
Now, that whole thing's kind of gay, too. Like, the guy who's coming into the pussy is talking to another guy like, oh, this is good. This is real good, Al.
Oh, you want him to get his asshole and clean this shit up.
Yes, I do. Get your ass over here.
Al's the cleanup man.
Come on over here, Al. It's dinner time. Soup's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Soup's in the kitchen.
Better not let a single drop hit the floor.
Better not. Go for it, Al.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, he's sucking up that pussy now.
Oh, yes. Let it drip into your mouth. Yes.
Don't let any hit the floor.
Get it up.
Oh, yeah. Clean my pussy up real nice so I can entertain another cock, huh?
You know, maybe it's just me, but when I'm fucking a bitch, I don't want to hear her talk about all the guys she's planning to fuck in the future. You better lick my pussy clean so I can have some more men blowing their loads inside of me. I need this pussy drained so it can get filled up again. That's not a very classy thing to say.
Yes. Ooh, get it all out, Al. Come on. You bashful. Tell me how good that cum tastes. Oh, yeah.
It's good, champ.
Yeah. It's delicious, isn't it?
Sure, sure. So there you go. Eating cum out of a pussy. Ta-da! Actually, I believe I have the ta-da sound effect somewhere. Here we go. There we go. I still don't have my... some of the software I'm using to fire off sound effects is not set up yet, so I'm using iTunes, which blows. All right, moving on. Oh, I've got a great clip of a complete nut job who believes in interdimensional technologies or something.
So I took what happened in Oak Lynn in the late 1960s. No. You don't understand.
All right, I don't know if this guy is on the phone talking with someone or if he's arguing with himself, but he's very upset. No. He kind of sounds like Peter and Raymond. No. Ray.
So I took what happened in Oak Lynn in the late 1960s. No. You don't understand interdimensionalization of sapienics. You don't understand zero-dimensional technology.
You're a complete boob, aren't you?
You don't understand zero-dimensional technology. All you understand, you built a 74 WP system back in 79. You thought you were Jesus Christ, you were going to take over the world. And all you did was cause a mountain to fucking go. That's all the fuck you did, Jack. And then, because I had a bad erase head on my reel-to-reel, a conversation I had with you didn't quite erase when I sent something down to the U.S. Copyright Office.
What the hell? It's like a conversation between two evil geniuses, you know what I mean?
No, in 85, punk brain. No, you are a super dweeb, I never said that!
Holy shit.
What I said, asshole! Well, anything he says and the truth can be measured in distances in fucking light centuries, all right?
I would love to hear the other end of this conversation. Like, is the person he's talking to just as crazy as him?
Anything.
Or is the guy just trying to tell him, I don't know who you are, you got the wrong number. No!
Anything he says.
You got Domino's Pizza. Do you want to place an order or what? No!
Anything he
says. You stole my interdimensional fortress coagulator or something.
Anything he says and measured in distance from the truth could be measured in light millennia. Would you shut the shit up?
I don't care
what Cohen and Judas Iscariot would say. Because that was his real goddamn name.
I mean, this goes on for a while, but I mean, how long is this clip? It's like over 5 minutes long, but I want to hear every fucking word of it.
Time travel has been going on for billions of fucking years on this planet.
Sure.
Interdimensionalization and the reality of how it's done, it's got nothing to do with it. I first noticed it when I started keeping a life journal many years ago. Shut up! I broke my balls trying to convince. I wrote letters to people. People laughed and said I belonged in a fucking state hospital. So I shut up after
probably
a while.
Calling coast to coast with Art Bell or George Norrie or whatever, right? No, you don't understand.
Yeah. Hey, what? No. Hey. No. Don't defame my family. My family never did a damn thing to you. If you want to come over here, we can have a nice fist fight anytime you want. But don't say shit about my uncles and shit. Cocksucker. No, Danny wouldn't say that. Danny was cool. He's not a terror wolf like you. Shut up! Nah. Shut up! I don't care what happened at Maxfield. I swear there's going to be an earthquake someday in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and Haddonfield, New Jersey is going to sink under the whole goddamn mantle.
Okay, we have to stop right there. I've got about another 2 minutes of this shit. Maybe tomorrow I'll play it for you guys. Hey, while I was trying to find and tag all of these old files, I ran across some vintage Brandon's mother. You know, Brandon's mom is a fucking nutcase and a therapist. Take a listen to her, one of her original freakouts.
You got nothing to fucking leave around! I'm sick of cleaning up!
It's really more of the same. I've been screaming about the same stuff for years, apparently.
Fucking mess in this house! But the house is fucking clean! Fucking dirty all the time!
And let me fast forward here a bit. Brandon clearing his throat. Here she comes. Clomp, clomp, clomp.
Is your fucking plate! Clean up your goddamn!
Keep antagonizing your mother, Brandon, and keep sending in those gems. Moving on, I've got a short clip from a documentary called American Movie. In this, two filmmakers are trying to finance their dream project, and one of them has a profound realization. Take a listen.
I believe it was yesterday. I was called to the bathroom at the cemetery to take care of something. I walked in the bathroom.
Yeah, I guess one of the filmmakers is working at a cemetery. You know, this is like low budget shit. These people have no money. I think he has like $3,000 to make his movie.
And in the middle toilet right there, somebody didn't shit in the toilet. Somebody shat on the toilet. They shat on the walls. They shat on the floor. I had to clean it up, man. But before that, for about 10 to 15 seconds, man, I just stared at somebody's shit, man. To be totally honest with you, man, it was a really, really profound moment. So I was thinking, I'm 30 years old, and in about 10 seconds, I gotta start cleaning up somebody's shit, man.
It's very profound, indeed. We've all been there. My very first job at Walmart, I had to clean shit. Finally, before we get into the news, as promised, I wanted to play a little bit of my favorite track from Corey's new CD, WTF, What the Fudge. It is called TNB2. Oh, this is very exciting. For those of you who may be new to the program and are wondering what TNB stands for, it stands for Typical N-Word Behavior. This was found, I found this a few years ago on a website called Nigger Mania. And I have to say nigger because it's part of the website. I can't say N-word mania. You guys wouldn't know what website to go to. And I'm sure you all want to check out niggermania.net or .com or whatever. Anyway, there is a section called Coontact Tales. This is where people have interactions with black people. Now, you guys know Nigger Mania is a website for racists, right? I don't know if I have to mention that. With a name like Nigger Mania, it's kind of ambiguous. All right, so here we go. Here's a Coontact tale from Louis Farrakoon.
Yeah, this is Louis Farrakoon here, coming to you with a Coontact tale of my neighbor's son, Paul.
Yeah, a Coontact tale, by the way, is where you can talk about your real interactions with black people.
And it's pizza delivery TNB.
See, TNB, that's the first time I ever heard the word or acronym TNB.
Paul's around 20, 21 years old.
Long story short, the black people didn't tip the pizza driver. What do we say when that happens? Well, that's TNB.
Fried chicken. Finger licking.
I'm going to teach you guys today how to eat some chicken.
They will get up every day. They will kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC after they just murdered three people.
5 million black males in America are unemployed, underemployed, or unemployable because of criminal records.
So you're not going to give me the job just because I'm black?
Okay, first of all, you just walked into the room, so the interview hasn't started.
I worked last, I don't even remember, Your Honor.
Right. You haven't worked for so long, you don't even remember.
Right now, Your Honor, I receive Social Security, so.
For what?
From disease.
You don't even know. You done made up something that you done told the doctors to write you out a Social Security request for.
bet you're a lot of fun.
I love y'all. TMZ.
All black people love basketball.
TMZ. A lot of us only like big women.
TMZ. All black people love Tyler Perry.
TMZ.
Honestly thought they would be.
There you go. Just a little bit of TMB. If you want to hear the whole thing, you got to purchase WTF What the Fudge. There's a link on the show notes to buy Corey's brand new digital download. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. For that very low price, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. That's like 1,300 episodes of DV at your disposal. Plus, every week, there's new exclusive content like extended shows, exclusive programs, shit like that. Corey did an exclusive Bud Fudge Sunday. I did an extended show. A couple weeks ago, I did that interview with Raymond 14. I do video casts. It's a great deal. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Support the program. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Kenya, which means either there's a child bride or rape involved. Nobody wants a woman who passes stool all the time and smells. No, indeed. Whispered Faraya Mohammed Farah, explaining why her husband divorced her when she was pregnant with their second child. Just couldn't stop pooping. Farah, developed a hole between her vagina and rectum, ta-da, causing feces to leak from her body after giving birth to her first child at age 18 while fleeing gunfire in Somalia. The condition, known as fistula, ta-da, again, affects 2 million women around the world, mostly in Africa, and, of course, Cheryl Murkowski here in the States, according to the World Health Organization. Fistula was virtually eradicated.
Oh, racy.
Yes, Cheryl Murkowski, it is racy. It's a very racy topic here on Distorted View today. Fistula was virtually eradicated in developed countries in the 19th century. People would ask who was making that bad smell, coughing and covering their noses. That's my Cheryl. So I was always isolating myself, she said. Too poor to buy sanitary pads. Sanitary pad? Yes, a sanitary pad. She stuffed her underwear with rags, but feces still leaked onto her clothes, forcing her to wash them several times a day. Now, here's the thing. After a... She's shitting herself right now. Poor Kenyan. Let it all out. Oh. A few rags are not going to be able to catch all that. Oh, yeah. You're shit out of luck there, my friend. When you are shitting from your pussy like that, you can't expect a guy to want to fuck you. It's like having anal sex all the time. There's always that risk of shit dick.
I'm gonna stick this up your ass.
But I poop from there.
She's talking about her vagina.
Is it gonna hurt?
No. Aren't you glad I have all of these sound clips categorized and easily accessible now? It's going to get real annoying real quick. All right, back to the story here. People would ask, who's making that bad smell? Coughing and covering their noses. So I was always isolating myself, she said. But feces still leaked onto her clothes, forcing her to wash them several times a day. She doused herself in perfume to hide the smell. So she smelled like, you know, Elizabeth Arden and crap. A midwife tried to suture the hole 4 times without success. I was thinking that the rest of my life would be like this until I died, she said, now 20, in her bird-like frame shrouded in a red headscarf and skirt. Brown stain on the back of her skirt. Farah found relief in June at a hospital. It was during their 15-day fistula camp. Where, that sounds like fun. Honey, we're going to send you to fistula camp. It's every teenage girl's dream. Where 102 patients from all over Kenya had surgeries for free. It's an unparalleled type of transformation, said Kaisha Wakashashasha, the lead surgeon. They move away from total neglect to somebody with some hope in their life. Now, just to give you an idea, about 70% of women living with fistula never seek treatment because they don't know what's wrong with them. Why am I crapping from my pussy? Why am I giving birth to turds? There are all these myths that go on in the communities. You are promiscuous. You are bewitched. Again, with the witches. They think everyone is into witchcraft over there in Africa. Or you have HIV.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Because it's stigmatized, you are really ashamed to speak up about it. Wakakakisha is working to promote treatment immediately after delivery. If a nurse inserts a catheter, gets the woman to rest and to drink water, 25% of cases heal spontaneously. Community midwives who educate people in the villages have proved effective in reducing maternal death rates. So there you go. Things are looking up in the fistula community. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Seattle, Washington. A Kent man is facing domestic violence-related charges following allegations that he raped a woman, ting, threatened to kill her daughter, ting, ting, and beat the family cat to death.
I would love to rape a rooster.
That's not quite what the story's about. Since jailed on August 1st, my birthday, Oscar Armando Quintanilla, or something, is accused of sexually assaulting an acquaintance at a Kent apartment months before killing the cat. King County prosecutors contend that the woman's 14-year-old daughter could hear her mom crying while she was being raped.
We don't like Stinky Trouble.
Sorry, all these sound effects, they're kind of annoying, aren't they? Come on, Stinky Trouble. All right, Kent police arrived at the woman's home late last month after she reported that Quintanilla had killed the cat and accosted her. Well, what happened? According to charging documents, the girl told police he became enraged that morning when the cat defecated inside the apartment. He first beat it with a toy gun, then with a walking stick. Then he took the cat to the bathroom and attempted to drown the cat. When that failed, Quintanilla is alleged to have beaten the cat's head against the bathtub and punched it in the head. The defendant forced the girl to clean up the blood and feces. The girl did so, then held and petted the cat. It died several hours later. Maybe the cat died from all that petting. Maybe she's like a retard and just pet the cat too hard, like Lenny from Of Mice and Men, right? The damn rabbit. Isn't that what he killed? And then he was stroking the blonde woman's hair because it was like a rabbit, and I think he broke her neck too or something. Great book. We're gonna live off the fat of the land. All right, back to the story here. Officers arrested Quintanilla later that day when he returned to the apartment. Speaking with police, he allegedly admitted he blew up when the cat shit in the apartment. According to charging documents, the woman evidently bruised from Quintanilla throwing her down a flight of stairs. I have another sound clip here.
Where's dinner?
Well, I thought you'd be home a couple of hours ago, and I put everything away.
What is this? Pizza?
Cat shit?
You just called me. I was
dinner, so cat
shit. Ready. It's pizza.
Let's catch it on the floor.
Please don't. Let go of me!
Get in the kitchen!
No!
What's your hurt? That's what hurt!
You know, how wrong is it that I find that audio to be soothing? You know, like some people love relaxation tapes or listening to thunderstorms. Domestic abuse sound clips calm me down. All right, finishing up with the story here. Speaking with police, the girl recalled the night her mother is allegedly to have been raped. She said she heard her mother crying and that her mom later told her that Quintanilla had sexually assaulted her. You know, having a heart-to-heart with your little daughter. Quintanilla has been charged with second-degree rape, first-degree animal cruelty, harassment, and fourth-degree assault. He remains jailed at the Noor-Mahlig Regional Justice Center. So there you go. And finally today, we've got a short story from Chandler, Arizona. Police in Arizona are urging residents to practice handgun safety. Uh-oh. After a man shot himself in the penis while putting a gun in the waistband of his pants. Always set the safety on before you put your fucking gun in your pants. Chandler police said Joshua Cito, 27, shot himself at about 7:30 p.m. when he walked to Fry's Food Store with his fiancée, Kara, and attempted to secure her pink handgun in his waistband. The bullet also... Why do you need a goddamn gun while shopping at Fry's? The bullet also struck Cito in the left thigh. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. Chandler police spokesman Seth Tyler said it was unclear whether Cito suffered any permanent damage from the incident. Tyler said officials are urging residents... blew a goddamn hole in his cock. Tyler said officials are urging residents to practice handgun safety. Quote, whenever you handle a firearm, whether you are a novice or experienced... always treat firearms as though they are loaded. If you are going to carry a handgun on your person, use a holster, not your waistband. So there you go.
I just like that the girlfriend has a pink handgun. Like they have his and her Glocks or something, right? Baby blue and pink. They're American. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of jaw. All right, freaks, it's been a while since I've heard from you. I'm very excited. I can't wait to hear what you have to tell me here.
Hey, Tim. It's Groundskeeper Willie. Long time.
Wow.
Before. Just had a moment where I thought of you. I was watching TV, and I was watching with my mom, my brother, and the trailer for that new movie, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, came up. And just about halfway through, I shouted, Monkey Future! And they just proceeded to both look at me really weirdly.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd appreciate that one, too. Okay, catch you there. Have a good day.
Good to hear from Groundskeeper Willie.
Hi, Tim. This is Vince from Washington. I just listened to the sideshow today, and hearing you talk about 80s television was pretty pathetic, man. You are obviously very lonely, and you talk to us for a cry for help.
What?
And you admit that you're a monster now, which is, before you wouldn't even admit it, you'd say that, oh no, deep down inside I'm a good person, but now you've kind of just...
I said that?
...became a monster because you're so fucking lonely. Also, I love the gooning bit with the dedication come guy today. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
I love
Listen.
The gooners. Thanks, Corey. You goop.
Now... I don't, like, yes, I am a sad, pathetic human. I am not disagreeing with you, but just because it's because I'm watching a television show from the 80s, you've never watched reruns of anything before? That's stupid. I don't like your comment at all. Next.
Hey, Tim, but you remember Danny here.
Becky.
I just called in with another old person story. I just went to the doctor to pick up a refill for prescription for one of my medications, and
yes.
As I'm going in, there's this elderly couple, this man pushing his, I assume, to be wife. And first off, they don't hit the, you know, the buttons that are made for people in wheelchairs that open
yeah.
the doors automatically?
I use that all the time
first
because
off,
I'm
they
lazy.
Don't hit that. So they make a big commotion. I have to hold a door open, and like three other people have to hold doors open for them.
Oh.
And then, rather than going up to the nurse at the desk, they just stand there and talk about their car. So I go ahead of them and politely say hi, and Kenny, you know, I'm here for a prescription refill. And
Kenny.
As I'm telling this, the nurse, my information,
herpes
I go,
medication.
Oh, you know, I go see doctor, and then the old lady goes, I'm here for some tests.
Oh.
She just yells and interrupts me, and I'm just like, Jesus.
Well, she probably didn't hear you.
Christ, lady. Can you not wait 30 seconds for this woman to hand me a damn piece of paper, and then I will be out of your way?
Do I get a discount? Do I get a senior discount on my prescription? Oh, old people.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's me, Alex.
Hi,
happy
Alex.
Birthday, belated by a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you. That's
still
okay.
Happy birthday.
It's now mid-August.
I think that birthday show should have just been for us sideshow members, not for those free little freeloading fuckers who don't pay jack shit.
I know.
Because, you know
I know.
They
free,
don't pay jack shit.
Non-paying members are getting a lot of content for free.
For
I understand.
Well, wait, we're paying for your goddamn rent and for whatever you want to do whenever you want to go have some fun on your birthday.
I agree.
Aside from that,
I've got it, but I've got to do stuff for Freeside people too. You see,
hi, Tim.
That's how I get new listeners. Idiot.
Hi, Tim.
I'm sorry.
I just listened to your new episode of the Tell Me Show.
Tell me.
And
it's time
birthday.
Warp to 2000.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Thank you very much for that. Moving on.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Freak Brick Brack calling you.
Hi, Brick Brack.
I'm just calling because I was listening to the extended portion of the August 2nd show in which you described the whole network that plays that cartoon about the band.
Gem and the Holograms.
Gem or something like that.
Yes.
And you go on about how she has an alter ego and all that. I was just wondering if you screwed up and accidentally put the test to patients on the paying side. Just wondering.
You didn't like my rant on Gem?
Hi, underage listener here.
Uh-oh.
I was just going to ask you a question. Two lady boys. Is it considered gay?
That's a good question. to Ladyboy. I think if you do anything with a Ladyboy, regardless of what sex you are, then it's gay. You know what I mean? If you're a girl having sex with a Ladyboy, gay. If you're a guy having sex with a Ladyboy, gay. There is no situation with a Ladyboy that would not be considered faggy.
Hey, Tim.
So I guess if two Ladyboys were if two Ladyboys were having sex, then it would be a gay situation as well.
This is Paul from St. Paul. It's August 2nd.
Paul from St. Paul.
Late, but, you know, just like everybody else, I had to call in and wish you a very, very happy first day of Ramadan.
Thank you very much.
Really,
Paul from St. Paul has done some great. Hey, I'm done with you. Has done some great mashups for me, which I'll play for you sometime.
Hey, Tim, showing here.
Hey, maybe at the end of the show.
Tim Henson, Pussy Posse listeners calling in. Give me an idea. There's another show I listen to. On their website, they have a webpage called The Shrine of Female Listeners, where chicks will send in their pictures, like holding a sign with the name of the show or something.
Yeah, that's kind of douchey.
Maybe you could set something up.
But that sounds like a great idea. Yes, let's have a shrine to the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. There's a Facebook group, Tim Henson's Pussy Posse or Distorted View Pussy Posse. So you can, if you're on Facebook, I'm sure you can see a lot of the girls involved with that.
Tim, this is the Black Mamba.
Hello.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I've been listening to you guys talk about this rash you've got.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, it's not scabies or herpes or anything else. What you have is crotch crickets.
No.
Now, the little bastards hide in the walls, and they only come out when the lights go off. Now, to catch these things, and I've caught a few of them myself, you want to lay naked on your bed and take Cheese Whiz and smear it all over your cock and your balls.
Okay.
These things just love the Cheese Whiz.
Then what?
And then what will happen is they'll start to come out, and you got to turn off the lights, and you'll feel them starting to nibble.
That all sounds very reasonable.
That's when you grab the mallet that's laying next to the bed and smack them in the head.
Okay.
And when I get a garbage bag, these some bitches are big. And then hopefully you can catch them.
They're about the size of a homosexual, aren't they?
Hey, Tim, Deer Nuts.
You know gay people love Cheese Whiz.
Hey, Tim, Deer Nuts, Sideshow member from Rockford, Illinois. Happy fucking birthday.
Thank
Quit
you.
Scratching, go back to work, and make me a decent sideshow, which is always good. I'll send you a birthday present in the mail. Look under some priority box. I got some shit I don't want, so I'll throw it in the garbage. I'll give it to you. Bye.
Thank you. I love my listeners. They're so nice to me.
Hey, Taylor. This is sideshow member Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
A couple things to say. I want to wish you a happy birthday. It's going to be belated because I'm calling on your birthday. So the rush of birthday message is I will be one of them.
Okay, that's fine.
Other thing, I guess me and my best friend have, you know, your frequent moments, I guess. I turned around to this review, and I guess our favorite thing to do now is talk, like, really obese people to each other. Kind of like we call our character Bertha. So we'll be walking around the store, and we'll look at some food and be like, "Oh, I love their delicious pancakes and chocolate chips. It's so good." And
cover my body in Cheese Whiz.
We do it all day. Just like that.
Yeah, I love talking like a fat person.
We have you to thank for that, too.
Almost as fun as talking as like a retard. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Come on over here, Al. It's dinner time. Soup's in the kitchen.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! When I was young, I only wanted to be blind. And I wouldn't pay. Where would I want to still rise? Oh, and everyone at the time was only classic then. Only classic then. And everyone at this time is only classic now. Only classic now.
My clit is hard.